baby. You ever wonder how your parents made love back in the day, what music they listened to?
Oh, oh.
I just want to find out your secret. Tell me a secret, girl.
Oh.
I want to get into that secret garden. Not the Garden of Eden. This ain't the Old Testament.
I want to read your mind. Know your deepest feelings. I want to make it right for you. Baby, show me. Let me set a mystery.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Listen to your heart tonight.
Come on, come on, come on,
come on. Oh, damn.
Come on, these tits, baby.
Y'all listening to the Entangled Podcast.
Come on, this booty, baby.
I know y'all
come
ready.
Come on, this baby.
We gon' get ready for some real shit. Oh, damn.
Stop making my juices flow.
That's disgusting. What's good, world? It's the Entangled Podcast. Welcome, 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 gang shit, bitch.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Rashawn.
And I am Teddy, also known as Elijah, also known as your favorite host.
Okay, so we just AKA-ing up in here?
Mm-hmm.
I need more names. Damn. All
right.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
I was wondering, you know, you just go keep coming up. I was wondering, today is Valentine's Day, or actually when this releases, it's Valentine's Day. So, like, real shit, I need some ideas, because, like, I ain't got no money, so I'm broke as fuck.
What?
I ain't got no money, so I need some ideas from y'all niggas. What's good?
That is terrible. But at the same time, like, my coworkers have been, like, saying Valentine's Day is a waste of a holiday.
That's old people shit, and old people ain't fucking like that.
That's true. I am the youngest in my workspace. They all some old, divorced kind of like, fuck my husband. My ex-husband ain't do shit, but take care of these kids. Fuck him. Fuck him. But I wish he was around.
That's a lot of shade.
Oh, it wasn't. It's just reality.
Well, so I'm curious, do people even really care about Valentine's Day? Yeah. Like, it seems like most people nowadays, they just... So first of all, women for Valentine's Day will just be like, all right, here's some pussy. Ah, let me dress it up. They'll put like some lingerie.
You're right.
Nah, that's bullshit. They'll put on some lingerie. Mm-hmm. And talk about, here's your Valentine's gift. Take this 90. Take this 90.
Come on.
No, that's not fair. Because, listen, what did I do for Valentine's Day last year? I put in work.
Son,
granted, I ain't really spend no money.
You know what? Hats off to you. Because that was a great Valentine's Day. We didn't have to do much.
Break it down. Tell them niggas what I did.
Okay, first of all, you went to Dollar Tree.
Wait.
Because, there's a difference between Dollar General and Dollar. No, said let me explain. Okay, you can't just cut me off while I'm explaining.
You're throwing me under the bus.
No. Oh, okay, sorry. So Dollar General, okay. Target, whatever.
Target. I went to Target.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Target, sponsor me.
Okay, right, look, shut up. So he went to whatever store, mm-hmm. bought some balloons. You put little notes in the balloon. And what I had to do when I got home from work was pop open these balloons without using any type of sharp objects or anything like that.
Tell him what was in the balloons, babe. Oh, sorry. Go
like,
ahead.
Right. Like, continue. you all don't say something. Let me say something, too. Okay. I got you. But he went on Groupon, and he got a bunch of Groupon deals. So a couple were like, let's go to the range, go shooting, wine tasting.
Well, shut
no,
your mouth.
I'm sorry.
So I, like, put up tons of stuff.
Yes.
And made sure that, like, there were just tons of dope dates, and they were redeemable coupons. And, like, that's just a little cute shit. I ain't really had to spend no money. I was just here, like, trying to make sure that she felt appreciated.
Yeah.
And that's all people really want, or at least that's what I think people want on Valentine's Day.
Most definitely. I think the time together is really what's important. Like, trying to have all this extravagant bullshit is just kind of, like, whack to me. So honestly, for Valentine's Day, I've been looking on Eventbrite and like Facebook events and trying to see if there's like trivia nights. I saw something at the Benjamin Franklin Museum. Like you get to go through the heart and see like where you find erotic feelings, why the heart beats the way it does. And then you do like these creative cards or something like with your significant other.
And then you get the draws inside the heart. No, no. All right. Anyways. Yeah, but, okay. Yeah. I just think people like don't take Valentine's Day seriously anymore. Yeah. People don't even really care about it. And like, yes, it is like a, it, like,
it's very, I'm gonna get romantic. On my
woke shit. I'm gonna get on my woke shit. It's like a consumerism holiday. And yeah. We just out here marketing people to purchase items from Hallmark and yeah, K Jewelers. Stay that. Woke.
Nah,
but
nah.
Like the reality is like, if you just show your significant other that you appreciate them in any way,
facts,
then it'll all be a bless. That's like, you don't have instant to instant
panty dropper.
Yeah, this right here's a panty dropper, right? Isn't that a Trey song?
And then hold on, okay. After the balloons, we went and took what, free salsa dancing lessons. That was really dope. Was it free?
It wasn't free. But
I was like, that joint is dope. Oh,
I forgot we did that. Yeah, we did. We salsa dance. Yo, real shit, if you need some ideas, like, I'm the player pimp. Holla at me, yo. I'm a pimp named Teddy.
Low
you
got to say the whole thing.
So you just got to holla at me. Because
he
look.
Kept saying, I ain't got it like that. But like, I legit had a great look, time last year.
We going to post that video.
So I'm looking forward to this year.
We going
to
post it on the Instagram.
You romantic follow or whatever.
Us, follow us at Entangled Podcast on IG. And you will see all the greatness that I bestowed upon thee for Valentine's Day if you need some ideas. But just be real with your bank account.
I'm cheesing right now. That's I'm kind of excited. Like, I don't even know what you got planned under your sleeve.
I ain't got nothing. But that wasn't even a joke. I ain't got a goddamn thing. But, but like, the reality is, don't blow your bank account. If you ain't got the money, you ain't got it. It's fine. But there's so many cute things you can do. I'm tired of people like out here just kind of fronting on these gifts, like buying necklaces and buying like all this bullshit.
So you wouldn't be cool like if I got you a Gucci belt? Like you wouldn't be good with that?
I mean, you could get me a Gucci belt. That's fine.
Yeah.
But like,
Lord knows I ain't got the money, but like, man, fuck Gucci for real. But anyway, what really is blowing me with this whole, like, getting gifts thing, oh my gosh, this girl, Alexis Sky, I watch Ratchet TV, yes, I am educated, but whatever, I watch Love & Hip Hop, I watch Real Housewives of Atlanta, like, you gon', whatever, we can talk about it.
Do that shit, boo-boo.
Oh my gosh, so Alexis Sky is Fetty Wap's baby mama.
Okay.
Did you know that?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. So, like, I remember one time you were just like, Alexis Sky, I don't really know who that is. And it's like, that's that song with the doot doot.
I don't know if that.
If I hit Alexis Sky, then I'm motherfucking haka.
Doot doot.
Yeah.
I got you.
So, she was impregnated by Fetty Wap. She goes on Love & Hip Hop at Hollywood, I think, first. And she's just like going on there, like, trying to fight every bitch in the world. Like, Fetty Wap owes me this, and Fetty Wap owes me that. But, like, every other scene or her on social media, she's always draped down and dressed up in all these designer dresses and Gucci, like, flip-flops or whatever, and she bragging about it. But her child is on Medicaid. Everybody that knows, if you're on Medicaid, you have low income, period.
I actually didn't know that.
Yes. So she looks dumb as hell, tricking like she got something. And that's why I'm like, sorry, boo. It's Valentine's Day.
You got, like,
not saying my income is low or is high, but if I ain't got it, boo, we can enjoy each other's company like it ain't nothing. That's fine.
Listen, you don't got to buy me no bullshit. I just don't want you to come through and rip off the let me scratch that. Do this, but don't let this be the only thing.
Yeah.
If you want to pull up in a trench coat with some lingerie on,
what that gonna cost, like, me?
That it'll cost you the price of the lingerie, and that's fine.
Period.
That's cool, but that's bullshit. And I'm speaking for the men out here, that's some whack shit. If I like put this thoughtful plan of like what I want for Valentine's or what I'm giving you for Valentine's Day, you just gonna give me some puss? That's nah, fuck
you
that noise.
You won't be happy about it.
No, fuck that noise. That's not fair. I don't care. That's not fair. I get put, like, Well,
guess what? I'm going to suck your dick and I'm going to catch your cum. That's something new, right?
That's, first of all, that's nasty. I don't think you could say that on the internet.
No, you're right. You're right. I can't.
Yeah, that's vulgar.
Yep. Sorry.
Anyways, I just don't think that's fair. Like, you don't gotta blow money fast.
That's
just
different.
I don't care if you even get, like, if you just give me a card, like, if you give me a balloon. I like flowers. I love flowers.
Really? You like flowers?
I got flowers tattooed on my body.
You know what?
I love flowers.
I
love flowers. Now, what I will say, you know what I do want, though? I want, I saw this sweater, right? It's pretty fire. This dope-ass Gucci sweater. And, like, when you pull the neck, it was like a turtleneck. You know, turtlenecks is hot right now.
Fuck.
Like, niggas killing it with these turtlenecks. If you get me this Gucci sweater and I put it on and I get the big old black facelifts.
Fuck this.
I'm not
rolling with what you putting down right now.
You're not picking up what I'm putting down?
No, this is some coon-assery.
Nah, but I want some Gucci.
This sounds like...
You could go... Like,
nah, you sound goofy. I don't want no parts with this.
You go to Chinatown, give me the bootleg Gucci.
Facts.
Like, I'm fine
and
with
I
that.
Love the Asians.
Yeah. Oh,
I do. Do know we
problematic.
That sounds like a black person being like, I love the, or the whites being like, I love the blacks.
Problematic. Nah, I think, listen, I don't know if y'all seen this Gucci shit or if you seen Floyd Mayweather pulling up all Gucci the fuck out.
I'm so done.
But I'm getting tired of, like, the fashion industry just, like, being OD hype about taking black culture.
Yeah.
You know, everybody want to be a nigga, but don't nobody want to be a nigga when it's time to be a nigga.
Well.
That's a real shit. Shout out to the prophet, the poet, J.I.D. I used to call him Jid, but I think he prefers J.I.D. everybody want to be a nigga, but nobody want to be a nigga when it's time to be a nigga. And that's the realest shit. Like, if you look at the fashion industry now... Or no, if you look at it prior, there was no streetwear.
No.
Like, people weren't pulling up Louis Vuitton, Gucci. They weren't doing all these, like, sneakers, dad sneakers, and, like, doing all these, like, hip-hop or quote-unquote hip-hop clothing. But now they, like, are super pressed to do all that because they see the appeal. And they see that everybody wants to, like, adopt the identity of...
I mean, look at the Kardashians. They want to adopt, like, big asses and big lips. And...
Not saying, like, my black is not a monolith.
This is something, like I am born with. This is something that is embedded in my...
You do got a fat ass.
Okay.
But...
Jeans are just fitting too tight.
But it's frustrating how, like, the things that we've grown up with, even if you look at it now, baggy clothes are coming back, like that old hip hop style, like 90s hip hop
right.
shit. Is like coming it's back. Thrifted. It's making a turnaround.
Oh, it is.
People, FUBU came back amongst white people.
I hope to God FUBU don't come back.
FUBU Ben came back amongst white people. White people, like, yo, scratch that. I apologize. Problematic, like, but like, people in general are now flocking towards, like, this old hip-hop shit for FUBU, like, the platinum jeans that I had to wear that I got from, like, the fucking,
You know what? I thought I saw Jenko. Ooh, wow.
That I got from... Listen, we weren't...
That's a real throwback.
Listen, we were not broke, but, like...
Throwback Thursday.
We weren't... Shit. My family was not broke. We just, like, I would go to, like, the swap meet and, like, the... Not the swap meet. I guess that's not the word for it. Flea market.
Yeah.
Yeah, the flea market. Yeah. The Baltimore, like, Patapsco flea market and get the FUBU joints with Fat Albert on the pocket. You're laughing. FUBU Platinum, I was killing it in them joints. I had the FUBU Platinum draws. I was out here with the rubber band around the bottom of my shoes. My all-white
Air
Forces. Oh, that's
real, because you don't want it to bleed into your sneakers.
Yeah.
You don't want the bleed.
But, like, people now, that's now high fashion.
Yeah.
And prior to that, all these, like,
But
Italian,
they didn't give a damn back then.
Yeah, all these like, people that are so far removed from black culture look down upon that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And now, all of a sudden, they're, like, immediately trying to adopt those ideals because they see that it's selling. And I think that's fucked up because, like, initially, you don't want to be around me. You look down on me.
Exactly.
And now you want to, like, pitch this as exactly what, like, fashion is.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, on top of that, there's these cheap, like, labels that cheap...
Shout out to Fashion Nova because they owe me $40 because I got this sweater. I'm sorry to cut you up, boo. But it was a $40 shirt or sweater. And I got it for a medium. And that joint was like itty bitty tiny. And like, it was already falling from the seams. Like, so when I asked to get it back, I'm sure plenty of females have experienced this, but when you try to return it, they're like, well, because it's in California, you have to pay extra for shipping and handling, and then you'll get your refund. But that's if you get your refund. Ain't that some bullshit?
But I mean, it made your ass look like it was poking. Listen, you're not gonna
my sweater made my ass look like it was poking. Okay,
you're not gonna badmouth Fashion Nova. They got a big boys clothing line. I'm trying to get sponsored too.
They do.
I'm trying. Listen,
Cardi B is like ride or die for them.
I'm trying to be the next Cardi B. I'm trying to get sponsored by Fat. Y'all, you're laughing. I used to strip, and now.
I would love to talk more about Cardi B and her just successes.
Nah, fuck that noise. Fashion Nova, sponsor me. I'm okay if you don't give me a refund on my clothing.
Okay.
You don't gotta give her...
I'll just suffer in silence.
No, it's okay. Like, I'm dying. Excuse me. That's the alcohol.
I'm just suffering in silence.
No, if you want to give Rashawn a refund...
$40 at the hole.
No, like, give her the refund through giving me a job sponsoring my Instagram page. Listen, I'm trying to get a check. You be trying to badmouth people. I'm trying to get a check.
No, you're right.
I'm trying to get a check. Fashion Nova, holla at me. I can sport underwear. I can do the, like, y'all niggas got socks.
I'm still triggered, but go ahead.
Man, whatever.
Speaking of triggered, oh my gosh. We have... I feel like the last episode was more so like girl power, like let's talk about it. Yes.
I don't know. I felt like it was about self-care and everybody needs self-care. Most definitely. I think I'm going to be real. If y'all listened to episode 1, you would have heard that like it's important to just take care of yourself, do what's necessary to uplift yourself. And
put
yourself
up on your feet. Let's get it on.
One more time. I thought she was going to keep going.
Okay,
whatever. ignorant. But I think, like, even last episode was difficult for me to talk about. Talk about just feeling down, feeling low.
Yeah.
And what's important, I think, is something that's been kind of coming up, running through my mind, like, even just with the people I work with, it's this conversation of Black men... it's further for Black men, but men in general, being able to be vulnerable, being able to feel something, being able to feel emotion. We constantly like are looked at as this just strong person, this image of strength, and
I'm sure over time that gets like
it's not even like low key. It's a privilege to be looked at as so strong, but like there are times when I want to just break down and be sad. Like it's okay, like. And I feel like sometimes we get caught up in how other people view us and view our strength, view our, like, machismo.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't get the opportunity to actually feel something. And when we want to feel something, we swallow that shit, bury it deep, 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 deep down, and be like, nah, I'm good, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm all right, dog. And that shit's hard. Like, there are times when I'm, like, I'm not even sad, but just, like, in a low space.
Yeah, I feel that.
And I need an opportunity to at least just voice my frustrations.
Yeah.
There's, like, legit, if I could have a TED Talk, my TED Talk would be the power and vulnerability. How powerful it is to be able to say that, like, to just be vulnerable with other people.
Yeah.
To just say that, like, yo,
I understand.
Not even I understand. I'm hurting. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, ain't nobody perfect, but nigga, like, I'm chilling.
But it's just a matter of, like, creating that safe space for you and that person that you confide in. You don't want to just tell it to anybody.
Yeah, but, like, I also...
Because you're afraid that, too, because they might, like, try to attack your manhood or try to attack, like...
But that's the thing. What is manhood? I don't know. I legit cannot define what manhood is. If I look at other people, there's nobody that I would be like, oh, that's a manhoodly ass nigga.
Right.
Like, I'm not, like, you know, there's no
but
celebrity.
But then you also live in a world where it's like, oh, he a bitch if he did this.
Yes.
You know, that's bitch made if he did, you know what I'm saying?
And that's crazy. But also, can I define that? There's no way that I can possibly define, oh, this person is manly as fuck.
Yeah.
Because it's 2019, my nigga. I'm not going to say... Oh, you manly as shit because you super swole and, like, you That's not what defines manhood for me.
Yeah.
And for anybody, I don't think that's what defines being a strong man. I think being, like, just a powerful person in general is being able to communicate your own emotions. And so when you, like, swallow that shit and bury it deep down, it's almost, it becomes a weakness.
Hmm. Yeah, I feel that. I do.
I saw on Instagram a while ago, like, signs of depression in black men.
Mm.
And
although, like, everyone is different.
Yeah,
I agree. But like, those are, like, the main... Oh, my gosh. Because sometimes I try to see it within my own father. Because my father is one of those people that just try to stay strong through it all. And I'm just like, I think he's hurting.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just kind of like, all right, well, you know, slap him on the back. Like, you're doing great, Dad. But, like, I'm sure deep down, like you said, deep down inside, he probably wants just an opportunity to talk to me.
To release.
Yeah.
Like, that's okay. It's and not a problem.
Yeah, I think the last time I went home, actually this past weekend, when we went home, had a daddy-daughter date, and he was just able to just talk about things that were getting on his goddamn nerves. And he kept saying the goddamn, because clearly it was getting under his skin, but... Like you said, creating that safe space and having the opportunity to just let me know, hey, I'm hurting, was just everything. I cried. Was just like, oh my gosh, he does have feelings. Instead of trying to like mask it over, like, I got this thing.
That's real. And see, how many of y'all, when you think about your father, think, oh yeah, he like... Any challenge that happened in life or in him raising me or just our family life,
mm-hmm.
any challenge or struggle or frustration he had, he took that shit on the chin and kept it moving.
Yep.
But the reality is, like, nah, he was probably hurt.
Yeah.
And didn't have the space to communicate that.
Yep. All he did was work. He was in the military and he worked two separate jobs working. Remember the Discovery Zone?
Oh, that was my shit.
He worked that. And he worked at Kmart while he was enlisted in the military. So it was just kind of like, this man ain't have room to talk about his feelings.
That's
like what I'm saying.
That's how my father is. My dad is the strongest man I know.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no way in hell that anything is going to like waver him or hurt him. And like, even when I know he's in pain, whether emotionally, physically, I still don't see it. Because he just keeps that shit rocking.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also... a fact of like, it's okay to feel that.
Yeah.
You know? And it's hard to change that narrative.
Yeah.
It's hard to change that conversation of, nah, like, you might not be okay. Let's communicate about it. Let's talk about it.
Yes.
And for especially like young black men, young black boys, it's such a challenge to get them to say, I'm frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I need help.
Right.
Like, asking for help for me, real talk, and you know this, like, through our relationship, yes. Asking for help is...
like pulling fucking teeth.
Yeah, it's
excuse fucking... my language.
Nah, you've been cursing the whole time. Don't excuse your language now. But it's
and
difficult.
I felt very strong about
it's
that.
Difficult as fuck to say, babe, can you help me out?
Yeah.
But even just to ask, like, can you slice me on the bills? Can you help me with the bills?
Yeah.
It's something that, like, it's like, fuck, that hurts.
Yeah.
Because it feels like I have to be the sole provider.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, in many situations, that's not how life goes.
Nope.
And so
I'm glad you are learning. Go ahead, boo.
Shut up. But, like, it's difficult to just take, I guess, what I've then perceived as weakness.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to take that and communicate it as strength.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to say, I'm hurt, I'm struggling, I need help, and, like, present that to other people. Because when I say that to other people, that means I've now accepted that, like, I'm not 100% good.
Mm.
Smiling in the face of other people takes more work than actually
that
saying...
That sounds exhausting as fuck.
It's tiring.
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm exhausted.
Right.
That's draining. So my message, basically, is if you hurt, if you tired, if you drained... speak up for, like, all my black men out there, like, all my men in general.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, now I'm specifically speaking to my black men because the perception of a black man is like a
we're tough and like we can
yeah like we even black boys
yeah
are then perceived as like being just strong and prideful.
Yeah.
So specifically to my black men, if you got a problem, if you feel like you're hurt, if you feel drained, if like emotionally or physically, mm-hmm. if you feel like you can't go on or there's something you can't do, say that shit. You don't even gotta say it to anybody.
Yeah.
You could say that shit out loud in the
even
mirror.
Even to yourself.
Yeah.
You know how many times I talk to myself?
You could say it to yourself, yeah.
Gosh.
And like, if you need someone to look at, if you need somebody to idolize, if you need a person to be your hero, your role model.
Look at God.
Look at God, yes. But look at 21 Savage.
Come
God.
On now. Yo,
free 21. Free that nigga 21, dog. Nah, I don't give a fuck. Free. Hold up. Man, tell them niggas something about 21 Savage, yo.
Actually, I think he's out on bail right now. So it's like, okay, there's progress. Okay. But at the same time, it's just like, what's the next steps with him?
Free that nigga 21.
Really? You about to play? Okay. But on some real, when he first started out, I was like, this guy's a freaking idiot. I cannot deal with him. I saw this video. His album just came out. I'm totally Team 21. And you can tell that nigga was hurting on his album. God damn you, Amber Rose. She had the vagina like Erykah Badu. It's just a Lotus track. And will spit you out. Like you ain't 321.
That nigga ain't going nowhere.
That hurt that you put onto him, he made something phenomenal. Now we need to free him.
You know Jay-Z paying that bond. We out here looking out for each other.
Come on now.
Black men, you better look out for each other.
Let him go.
Gang. It's a knife.
I was so upset when I heard that. I was like, first of all places, like England?
I mean, look. See, but this is my thing, too.
Okay.
People... Like, we're making...
after me lucky chimes. That's Irish.
That's Irish. That's not British.
That's totally Irish.
Sorry, that's the rum talking.
Yeah, it's totally Irish.
Except rum is Caribbean, yeah. So still not
yep.
correct.
Nope.
But here, you should just grab another drink.
I shall.
No, we're not drinking. That's not correct.
Look, it is Anyways, Wednesday. We do what
yo,
we want.
Yo, 21 Savage needs to, like, I think it's just crazy, and it speaks so much volumes to the whole, like, immigration debate.
Mm.
Because I heard lots of different details. I still don't know what the true story is.
I can't really talk too much about it.
Well, nah, I heard he was here when he was like 5.
Yep.
And I heard that like he was actually here at 5. 12 was not correct.
They oh, initially, really?
Yeah. So again, don't fact check me. I spit wrong facts. Let's do this. But right. I heard the nigga was here, and as an adult, he then tried to renew his shit, but he couldn't get like it was so much paperwork that he could no longer do because initially his parents had to handle that, and then on top of that, he's been like he has a social security number. He's been paying taxes. Like he's done everything that a citizen does. You're in the country paying taxes. You have a social security number because you can't get paid.
Right.
So, like you're doing everything that a citizen's supposed to do.
It's just something adding up.
And so all of a sudden, I heard like conspiracy theory. I'm on my woke shit. The man.
This is where I'm quiet, y'all.
The man was trying to bring him down. They've been trying to arrest 21 Savage. He'd been 21 for L, 21 for life. I've been trying to arrest 21 Savage, and they, like, had a gun charge and said because he's not a citizen that they're now going to deport him and send him back. But listen here, my brother. You will not be brought down. I will not stay. Sorry.
Look, like I said, I ain't adding on to this. All I will say is that shit ain't adding up.
Shit don't add up.
I ain't going to say all that woke deep shit because, look... At the end of the day, I was also still very blue. So I can't speak poorly on our system, but it also seems kind of flawed. And well, I'll just leave it at that.
All I'm saying is 21, keep your head up.
Yes.
Do what's necessary to keep yourself, like, my nigga. Honestly, black men got to look out for black men. Do what you got
to
do, my
like
G.
Like I said earlier, talk to yourself in the mirror. So what? You talking to yourself. you pep talking yourself out of something greater than what's going on in your current situation. And that goes with everybody. Honestly, like, I feel, that's why I feel Issa Rae so much. Because when she was, like, rapping in the mirror, I'm like, that's me, that's me. I feel that, I feel that.
You are Issa Rae.
I am not. I am not.
You are.
Why are you not saying that?
I'm not saying you're insecure. I'm just saying you have similar tendencies.
Okay. I was going to say, do you know the name of the show? Okay. You trying to say I'm insecure?
I'm going to drink my drink.
That's my voice is going high. But speaking of Insecure, that show is so bomb. I cannot wait until, what, the fourth season?
I don't know, but
to it's see great. How, like, all the characters transpire. One that I'm particularly, like, amazed by is Amanda Seales. She just came out with her HBO special titled I Be Knowing.
Get that bag.
Bruh. I'm so very proud of her because I remember seeing her on Nickelodeon as we were kids.
Bruh, I remember.
And she's still pushing.
There was a Lupe Fiasco song back in like 2007 that, because you know she raps too.
Try me. What song?
I don't remember. But it was an old ass Lupe song. And she, remember, she was going by the name Amanda Diva.
Oh.
Yeah, it was Sunshine. She did a remix to Sunshine.
Yeah, my Sunshine.
Yeah, she did a remix to Sunshine. Sunshine. Check that, like, Google that shit. Amanda Seales was going by the rap name Amanda Diva and did a remix to Sunshine.
Hold on, I really am about to fact check you. Who Don't the hell do you think me. You are?
I'm a hip hop connoisseur. I cannot spell connoisseur.
I know. But isn't it, like, close to Cavassier?
Did you drink Cavassier? Cavassier? Pass a Cavassier.
Pass a Cavassier.
That's not how the song goes.
Everybody sing.
Anyways, but what you think about her special?
Bruh, I feel like she was speaking to my life.
Mm-hmm.
Starting out, like, she was just saying how, like, she does pep talks in the mirror. Like, it's just everything. Oh, she did have a Sunshine remix.
Nigga, I know what I'm talking about. I'm out here.
Okay.
Hip-hop connoisseur, dog. Holla at me. I be in these streets. I'm out here.
And I'm a huge Lupe fan. Get the f*** out of here with that boosh. Wow. That really...
Mm-hmm.
Mind is gone.
Derailed the conversation.
Yep, a little bit.
I'm that nigga.
But I am such a huge advocate for lifting myself. And the fact that she was speaking that, she was talking about the whole phase in the most responsible way.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking about how, like, when you're wearing, like, these cute ass shoes and your toes be looking busted, you just paint the two toenails that be exposed. That's the realest shit I've ever heard, because like New Year's I was like fly as fuck, but like damn, I didn't do my toes. Whatever was exposed, I painted them bitches. And when I laughed, I think you looked at me like, you do that too? I'm like, bitch, yeah.
Wait, time out 1 second. So
you remember that?
I do. But you like giggled when you said whole phase.
Oh, I think I. Oh, it's a double standard. But I also I feel like before you commit to any like long term relationship, a whole phase is necessary.
So you had your whole phase.
Most definitely.
I had my whole phase too, and you know what? That's why we out here just living our motherfucking dream, because we been out here.
Okay. All right.
Well. I'm sorry.
But at the same time,
be proud.
Yeah.
Let's be proud in our hodom. Hodom?
Hodom. Howdism.
Hodoism.
Hodoism.
I'm uncomfortable.
The study of hoism.
I'm uncomfortable with making ho sound like a religion. That's very uncomfortable. Yeah. But okay, we can go with it.
Hodiology.
That's the title of the podcast, Hodiology.
Yep. I like that.
Y'all go, holla at episode 2, Hodiology. But.
You know, I'm a black woman. All we do is hum.
But, yo, I think it's important to have your whole face.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you think we'd be where we at if both of us didn't already have our whole face?
Yeah. I'd be so concerned with, like, those that, like, have slept with, like, one or two people and they get into a marriage and it's just like. You know you want to fuck other people.
Bruh, there's other dicks. There's other pussies. Like, how you living your life?
But again, Amanda put it in a way where it's like you can be a hoe about it, but also be safe about it. Like, there are ways to do this.
I'm a hoe.
You can't be trusting everybody. And these, like, you gotta, she was like, you gotta, it was a term where it was like, you gotta keep your vagina on a roster. Where it's like, you know who you're giving it up to, so that if you ever, God forbid, get a VD, you know how to trace it back.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Stop putting a pussy on a pedestal.
Boom.
Is that the same thing?
No.
Okay.
I was like, boom, because I'm like, I support you.
Okay.
Through everything.
Mm, because you know why? Because we both had our hoe phase. If you did not have your hoe phase, then you will not be able to support your significant
other. Moving on.
No, no, no. I want to talk about this. I feel like the hoe phase is such a pivotal point.
Yep. Mm,
spit on your face. A pivotal point.
That's for tomorrow.
No. A pivotal point in like your own social and emotional development.
Yeah.
Like... Yeah. In order for
did you hum for me? Were you supposed to hum? In...
I was just humming.
Oh, in general. I was like, are you trying to hum for me? Because you know that black women just hum.
No, I was just humming because it's a dope ass point. I'm trying to drop one of DJ Clue's bombs on there. We're gonna get a soundboard.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
No, you're not. You gonna sit your. But like, nah, having a hoe phase is like, I feel like it's really important because you.
I agree.
It's like a way. It's a moment of self discovery.
Yeah. I read something about the hoe phase and how, honestly, it is a double standard. But for women, it is also a way to show what you like and what you don't like.
Mm.
So when you get into your marriage, you be like, like you speak your mind about, I don't really like it like that. Let's try it this way. Ooh. And it's okay to voice your opinion because who in the hell wants to be on their back and just be like, yeah, I'm just taking this dick, taking it.
Break down those walls of communication and break down them walls, you feel me?
Okay, that's it. Happy Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day.
No.
We could have made a go-go with that. For real.
Bust it, wide open.
Don't want to be too drunk.
Okay. But, like, it is important, and I think having your hoe phase just allows you to now communicate and advocate for what you want. As crazy as it sounds, like, thotting around is a very good thing, and I feel like most people do, but, like,
don't... So we shouldn't come down on people that do that.
I mean, I don't come down on, like...
Even my friends that do it, I'd be like, keep going. Even though we've been in a long-term relationship now, it's just, like, I advocate for my single friends to be like, you know what? Get yours.
And you know what? Like,
get yours.
It's all about just that.
Just around. Be safe just, about it. Because you can't be trusting these dudes to just give up your coochie.
You're not going to put us under the bus. Cause
your kitchen.
You're not going to put us
Your chicken.
First of all, I'm not.
So, first of all, my grandma and my mom have
I'm not having
so
sex
many
with
different
anything
names.
Called a chicken. A vagina should never be called towards a chicken.
Towards a vagina. First of all, it's something that they're like one of those. My grandma, she's just like, did you watch your chicken?
What if I'm vegan?
This is my grandmother. This is the queen of turkey necks.
I don't
and
give a fuck.
And pig feet.
Gonna call no vagina, no chicken. I'm vegan. I don't eat chicken.
That's a goddamn lie. That's a goddamn lie.
Anyways, I just think it's important for you to thought around. Like, thought around your city, whether you thought in L.A., whether you thought in Boston, whether you thought in Houston, whether you thought in the city, whether you out here in
Honestly,
D.C.,
I just
you
feel
in Philly,
like,
get your thought on.
I feel like you all need to see this on HBO, and I believe she's going on tour this year. I don't have the dates, but she'll definitely be in Houston and Boston and Los Angeles because that's where she's from. And in D.C. because she doesn't have one in Philly. So we'll definitely be in D.C. I think June 6th at the JFK Center. That's a soccer stadium, I believe, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Nah, but...
So I expect to be in D.C. for that, to see her. Because, like I said, she was speaking to my life.
Well,
okay.
You know, I want to go on my quick rant. Can I go on my rant?
Go, boo-boo.
I want to talk real quick about just... I just want to talk about...
Baby, what's going on? Talk to me. Blink once if you're here. Blink twice if you're not here.
I just want to talk about...
Look at me.
How?
Look at me.
No, don't look at me.
Okay, don't look at you.
Look at me. Don't okay, look at I'll me. Look at you. Look at the ceiling. Okay, I'm looking look at the floor.
What the fuck?
Look at me. Don't look at me.
Fuck.
I just want to talk about how much.
This is where I need to shut.
The DMV, also known as DC, Maryland, Virginia. I'm fanning out the tears.
Bruh.
Has come up in music.
Okay, yeah, okay.
I just...
But I also, too, need to...
Who am I to tell a black man to get their shit together after we just talked about the vulnerability of black men's emotions?
I'm okay, I'm good. Okay, okay.
Tell me more.
So... Nah, fuck that shit. Real talk. Because I'm a black man and I don't have emotions. And I swallow that shit and bury it deep.
This is where we're trying to get over. Like, no, we're trying to advocate for them to feel.
Nah, but real talk. It has been such a great couple of years for the DMV.
Yes, sir.
If y'all listen to Gold Link.
Well.
Gold Link just dropped a song called Got Muscle.
Oh, my gosh.
This shit. Produced by Wave IQ with Pee-wee Longway. Longway, bitch. This song is so fire. And on top of that, like, just DC music has just generated, the DC, Maryland, Virginia area, that's what we call it in DMV, has generated so many different people. We got Rico Nasty out here, like, killing shit. We got Q the Fool killing shit. You even got like some of like just some of the most monstrous local niggas like Kasim. If you on Apple Music, you gotta look up Kasim. That's one of my niggas from back home. Like dropping nothing but fire. You got like it's just too much heat. Too many people who are producing such great music. YBN Cordae just did a remix of Aminé. Am I saying that right?
Anime?
I don't think it's not
anime. It was like Rilladen guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just did a remix to a song called Blackjack with Aminé. YBN Cordae, like, killed that shit. There's so many. He's got a song called Location Ships.
Honestly, I didn't get hit to YB Cordae until Anderson .Paak put that radio station out on Apple Music. So, like, the... Backhouse radio station. That's right.
She's promoting you, so you need to pay us.
My gosh. But no, seriously, I didn't know who he was until that radio station. And I was like, this guy is the heat.
Yeah, so
and
like,
the fact that he come from Maryland.
Nigga, he went to Towson. He went to my school.
Get out.
I'd lie to you not.
Also just found out one of my boys, I can't name his name. But we used to play in a band together. He used to live in the same dorm as JID and Earth Gang. They went to Hampton.
Yeah. One of my coworkers.
Get out.
She didn't like know him personally, but she knew that he went to Hampton. She saw him around campus, all that shit. Like,
it's one thing to know somebody around campus, but they were in music.
Yeah, yeah. But my thing is, like, the DMV has produced such amazing artists.
Facts.
And we've been severely underrated. Yes, we live in Philly, and like we will eventually promote these Philly artists.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna put on for my home team.
Come on now.
And DC, Maryland, Virginia has done nothing but create amazing artists.
Yes.
So
it's like Philly adopted us, but like whole time, DMV, that's home.
They raised us. So that's like if you got some free time, Q the Fool, check him out. He got a joint with Kenny Beats. That shit is fire. It is called Bad Influence. If you also got time, Rico Nasty.
Yeah.
She got a song called Roof that she just dropped.
I would also like to add in Come Back to Me.
Okay. YBN Cordae got Locationships and Kasim just dropped a new track called Steezy Wonder. Like, you have to just peep some of these great artists.
Got that are one. Doing so here many we go. Great shit. Not Alone. So it's not alone. You got to check them out. Live, they're even better.
Can we, like, I'm going to play snippets of some songs like just real short pieces. I'm gonna play this right here. It's Steezy Wonder. Check this out. Like, peep this shit.
Cheese and crackers. I was surprised by this track. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I mean,
not like surprised of him, but like, this is a really good track.
Ooh, you peep that hi-hat though? That's every trap song. Hi-hat is what makes a trap.
I feel like this would sound better in my car.
Woo, 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 woo. Okay, young and legendary, getting dirty, stacking cheese. Lights of bitches like I got a magic cold repeat. These have been my third piece since the age of three. Now I spend so youthful to the day I RP. And I'm living single out here looking for a queen. Damn. I know you see the fit. Stevie Wonder mixed with Steve said, I know you see the fit. Stevie Wonder mixed with Steve said, I know you see the shit. Stevie Wonder mixed with Steve. Like, listen. I know you see the fit Stevie Wonder with the Steez, nigga. Some blind tall, they all bullshitting ass niggas.
Yeah.
What you got?
I mean, Rico Nasty is definitely like one of my favorite female rappers, period.
Okay.
Not even just like because she's from the DMV, but like this hoe got bars. Mm-hmm. For real, for real.
And she don't even rap about like, when I think about...
Nothing thought-provoking that you would think.
No, not even that. When you think about like when... I think what, like, a female rapper was... the idea of what a female rapper was supposed to do...
Yeah.
They have to rap about, like I'm a bad bitch and da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Right,
da,
right,
da.
Right.
And, like, they gotta show ass and titties all the time.
Right.
Rico just be... She just has bars.
Yeah. And she gives me, like, this Paramore meets some hip-hop group. Like, it's just...
Like, her personality?
Yeah,
she's
like, it's
so
very punk. Yeah,
she's
it,
so punk.
It's giving me punk
she
vibes.
Just, I think she was just in a fashion magazine because she New York Fashion Week was this past weekend. And she did...
Well-deserved.
Yeah, like, she
if you
just,
can put on your cover, like, an album cover with your baby hairs, like, spelling out nasty, you won in my book. Because baby hairs is always going to win in my book.
So
but here is Not Alone. I feel like... They are a smooth R&B type of group. Check them out.
Again, that hi-hat. It's that Valentine's Day stroke.
For real, for real.
Baby making music.
Be ready, though. For the song on the sex playlist.
Hey.
Do you remember the days when the clock moved slow? Those were the times when you thought to yourself you'd never know wealth, yeah. Time spent, time spent, time spent.
On Valentine's Day,
time spent.
Gonna hit them cheeks.
Time spent.
God damn.
It's not even about having the sex, like they just said. Like, it's all about spending that quality time.
I mean, that's what we said in the beginning. It's all about
like,
quality time.
Like, we've been, like, legit dealing with each other. I'm going to say dealing with each other for a good 5 years. And that nostalgia of, like, why we even started fucking with each other in the first place is just where it's at. Like, that nostalgia feel. I love it.
The song was about time spent. Hitting them cheeks.
Okay.
But no, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
So, like.
Why?
At the end.
I was trying to be all romantic, and then you had to be all.
Ratchet, because that's who I am. Holla at me out here. Yo, but like.
That's kind of why I like him.
So, at the end of the day, you know, take your hoe phase. Make sure you study hoeology. Is that what it was?
That's not where I thought you was going to go. But yeah, go ahead.
Oh,
go
sorry.
Ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Study. I'm just trying to give the key points. Major key.
Yeah.
Study hoology.
Mm-hmm.
Black men, make sure you take care of yourself.
Yep.
Don't buy Gucci blackface.
Oh, my gosh.
Support DMV artists.
Yeah.
And hit them cheeks raw on Valentine's Day.
Responsibly.
You said what? I don't think they heard you.
You have to do it, like, responsibly.
Nah, do what you want. Hit them cheeks raw.
No, I don't condone in this. This is where I kind of draw the line at. You should be responsible. You should get each other tested. And then be like, hey, you got the claps? Or you don't?
I'm just kidding. God, you made it. You made me sound so, like, the bad guy.
Because I don't like this. This is why Atlanta is struggling. This is why DC is struggling.
Wow.
Because we
problematic.
We are struggling as a race, as a people.
I just think
I'm not a Debbie Downer. Don't do this to me. I am sad.
It's okay.
Why you do this to me?
To just it's okay to just treat yourself, treat your significant other, and just like be blessed and highly favored and don't wear Gucci. But wear Fashion Nova because I'm trying to get that check. Listen. No, hold on, because y'all didn't listen to the last podcast and had like had 10 people so far come up to us talking about, oh, I'm going to get a Diva Cup, and y'all not sponsoring me yet.
Shout out to y'all for really, like, advocating for Diva Cups.
I don't care about that. I care about getting that check. Okay. Hit DM us on Entangle Podcast on IG. Diva Cup, holla at us. Yes. We want that money. We want that bag.
Show do.
On top of that, Fashion Nova, I want that bag. You owe my girlfriend $40.
Bruh, where my money at?
So instead of just giving her the money, hire me. Send me free shit and I'll post Instagram pictures. I don't care. Give me, run that bag.
Something.
Gang shit.
Something.
We out here. Entangle Podcast, holla at us.
Thank you for listening.
Nah, you should be listening regardless. I'm not thanking anybody.